The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
Good morning. I'm really excited to be here again.
Good to have you. You want to give us just a quick rundown of your background a little bit with SCORE and what you're involved with?
Sure. I started working with SCORE about 3 years ago. I am a legal expert for SCORE for clients who come in and have startup legal issues. And I have my own business called Legal Business Edge, LLC. I'm a business attorney, an intellectual property attorney, and a contract attorney, anything related to business.
Okay. Well, Sarah, we're very happy to have your help with SCORE, and we appreciate all the things you do. Also, Sarah is one of our sponsors with Legal Business Edge here on the show. So, again, it's great to have you here today. Our show today should be very, very interesting. We have a young lady by the name of Heather Schroeder, who is involved with a tutoring service here in Appleton that she's starting up. Heather, good morning. Good to have you here.
Good morning.
Good. Your business that you have, Othosis, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. You want to tell us a little bit about what Othosis Tutoring Services is, and then also a little bit about yourself?
Well, Othosis, first of all, stands for Overcoming the Hassle of Struggling in School. It is a tutoring services that caters towards students who are in special education, ones who fall through the cracks of special education, and for low-income families. Othosis tutors in math, English, elementary general studies, and also offers private art classes.
Oh, so you have a very wide variety, but you work primarily, though, with the special ed type of student.
Yes, I have over 2 years of experience.
Okay, what is your background? How did you get involved in this?
I started as a volunteer instructional aide through the Chilton Public Schools back in 2015 while I was in college getting my certificate for teaching English as a second language. While I was there, I worked mainly with fifth and seventh graders, and I fell in love with just working with middle schoolers. It's a little bit strange because most people tell me that seventh grade is sort of that hard grade because the hormones are flying.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, they're a little less controllable than some.
Yeah, and then after I was done in June 2015, after I was done volunteering, I did start to work at Wrightstown Public Schools and Stockbridge Public School System. I also got a job at the downtown Appleton YMCA as a tutor in November 2016, and as a tutor, I found out that I could also work outside of the school system and still work with kids and still help them with their schoolwork, and that's what kind of encouraged me to start this business.
Okay, so you're good.
And you're really, really in the public library systems as well. You do offer programs through a couple libraries, correct?
Yes. I also offer free art classes through the Menasha Public Library and the Chilton Public Library in Calumet County. I've done two of them. They are painting classes, and in November I'm going to be doing a Christmas jar project for people. And these are free. All the supplies are included, and yeah.
Okay, so you have your hands full with a lot of different things that you're involved in.
Yeah.
When do you work with your students mostly?
Mainly after school, so anything after 4 o'clock at night. And then sometimes I've also worked with kids as late as 9 o'clock at night. Usually after that it's a little bit too late. But I also have worked with kids while in school because I do help kids in homeschooling.
Okay, so but you did indicate that a lot of your time spent with the libraries and with the Y as locations where you work with people?
Yes.
Okay, and if somebody's interested in finding out more about your services, how do they get in touch with you?
You could either call me, which it's going to be on my website, which is www.othosistutoringservices.com. I also have a blog, which is the same thing, othosistutoringservices.blogspot.com. It gives is my email address. It also gives me a phone number. You can contact me through the blog. You can contact me through the website. There's multiple ways that you can contact me. So.
Okay. And with all the volunteer things that you've been doing and so on, when and how did you decide to make this into a business? What caused you to change into that idea?
When I started working as a tutor at the downtown Appleton YMCA, I found out that I was able to help a fourth grade student who was actually a seventh grade student who was in a fourth grade level math, mm-hmm. who at the time was failing, get that grade up to a C within a month. After I found out that I was able to help kids outside of just the reading and learning disability section of the disabilities, that so like the ADD and ADHD, I thought I would continue that and try. And then I started working with kids like with dysgraphia, things that many people may not know of. And I was able to help them learn within a very short period of time. Mm-hmm. And that's mainly because I have a teaching style I created, which has, as it seems, it's been working with kids, especially as young as second grade.
Mm-hmm. And Heather, you have a really personal journey that led you into this field. And it is a very moving one and inspiring one for your students. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I actually grew up with a severe form of a reading disability. I had it all the way through elementary and middle school. I was so bad that I actually had never read a full book from front to back, and I did not know how to write, and it was very hard for me to comprehend things. But when I became a high schooler, which was ninth grade for me, I picked up my first book, which was Carrie by Stephen King, mm-hmm. and that I was 14.
Interesting selection.
Yes, yeah. At 14 years old, I had read my first book, and I started reading a whole bunch of Stephen King books, and I really liked it. And then I started getting into the other like. Teenage books, so like the young adult genre. And as I started reading, I started to learn how to write. As a sophomore, I got my first B+ in English class. I had never gotten that before. And when I was in high school, I was not in an LD class. I had no help with my reading disability. When I was a junior, I took my first advanced placement English class, which was a novel survey class, and I got an A. And as a junior all the way up to my senior year of high school, every single class I had an A. I had a 4.0 GPA, and suddenly I could write. Mm-hmm. And I was able to overcome my reading disability, and that's why I have such a passion to helping kids.
And tell us about your sister as well. I hear the passion and excitement in your voice, and it's really wonderful. I wish people could see you in person, but your sister you're working with as well.
Yeah, my younger sister, she's 5 years younger than me, and she has a reading and learning disability. She had it a lot longer than I did when I first got diagnosed with my reading disability, and she struggled a lot, and a lot of it was because of some health issues. I was able to help her as a sophomore get her first A on an English paper. It was amazing, and ever since, I've been able to help her with every single subject, including science and social studies, and I've been able to help her pass, not just get like those D pluses, C minuses passing. I mean like the B and the A's.
Great.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Great
and,
results, yes.
And you said now a wide variety of courses or areas that you teach. What are the different subjects that you help with?
Math, and that is going to be is going to be between the ages of second grade, the age groups is second through seventh grade. English is from second all the way up to adults. I am trained to teach ELL students, so mm-hmm. students who don't know
what
English.
What does that mean?
English language learners.
Oh, okay.
For the elementary general studies, I generally say that is second through fourth grade, but I will go up to seventh.
Okay.
So that could mean social studies and science classes included, and okay. spelling and stuff like that.
That's super, super broad range then.
Yeah.
And then you said, and then plus the art.
Plus the art. And that is, I usually say that I would like, if for the private art classes, students at least the age of 12 and older.
Sure. Okay. All right. If you have any questions, by the way, for Heather or for us here at SCORE, please give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton, or you can reach us at 1-866-887-1150 on the Metricom toll-free line. Please give us a call. We'd be happy to answer your questions and go over that. We are talking with Heather Schrader.
Schrader.
Heather Schrader from Orthosis. tutoring. You said you, background and so on. How many different schools have you taught with, and now what are you doing as far as your education is concerned?
I've been in three different school districts, so it's going to be the Chilton Public Schools, the Stockbridge Public Schools, and the Wrightstown Public School System.
Okay.
And currently, I'm getting ready to go back to Fox Valley Technical College to get an Applied Associate's Degree in Educational Consulting.
Okay, so you're going to have quite a background. How long have you been working on this project of putting this into a business?
I started back in 2016 in the summer, right around July, and then I started this business in February 2017.
Okay, and you're just seeing it grow as you go along?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. Okay, so you're going to be working with a number of different types of kids. How do you pick the student, or do you have some way that you work with them as deciding who you want to work with?
If anyone has, if they want to have tutoring services, you don't have to be in special education for me to help you. It's just, you basically fill out a form on my website, which you just fill out a questionnaire. It's basic. Just tell me what you need help with, and I will tell you if that fits within the guidelines of my tutoring business, and then I will be able to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's outside of it, I could still help you with it. That's why I expanded my English, because English is the one subject that I have a lot of experience and education in, and that I can actually teach adults. I have experience teaching adults, so I have all this experience with English, and that's my favorite subject too.
Okay.
So
what's interesting about what I've just heard is you said you teach spelling, which is a really concrete thing that people need to know to learn how to write, and it's very, very much ignored, maybe, or not a focus in schools, as well as people who have math issues. You know, you always say, oh, I'm just someone who can't spell, or, oh, I'm not a good math mind. But you know that's not true, right?
Yeah, and I also help kids with learning how to write cursive, because cursive in school is actually not that taught very much anymore,
right.
And sometimes it's actually excluded completely. So I can teach kids how to write better, punctuation and stuff like that, and also just penmanship and the cursive, and like you said, spelling. It's a big thing for spelling. I've actually seen more kids struggling with spelling within the English section than anything else.
Okay. Well, as I said, we're dealing with Heather Schrader here, and we're going to be getting back to you shortly after our first break. You're listening to the Biz Talk with Score show here on WHBY 1150 and 103.5 FM.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
At Alberts & Hayling CPAs, your success is our success. We can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. We offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts & Hayling. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
And good morning again, and welcome back to Biz Talk with Score. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today. Co-hosting with me today is Sarah DeBruin, one of our Score mentors. Again, Sarah, good to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
And our guest today is Heather Schrader from Othosis Tutoring Services, and we'll be talking to Heather. Right now, though, we have a caller on the line. Keith, you have a question for Heather.
Yes, am I on?
Yes, you are.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I have a question for Heather about some of the different techniques that she's using for teaching kids, and if she could also spell out the URL of her website so that we can write it down and get to it easier online.
Okay, fine. We'll do that, Keith. Go ahead, Heather.
Yeah, I'll start with the website. It's spelled Othosis, and then tutoring, TutorIng, services, okay. Servis, A CES.
Okay. Yeah.
And then your first question was about how the way that I teach kids, and I kind of mentioned this before, was that I use a style called TPP, which stands for Teach, Practice, Play. I also mentioned that I'm trying to make this into a online class. The TPP teaching style is basically, it's how I teach the students when I'm tutoring them. Because when I tutor them, I'm not just helping them with homework. I'm giving them outside information, including using technology. That's part of the TPP teaching style. The teach part is basically I will teach them what they need to know. This is similar to the teacher-centered learning that used to exist within the public school systems before Common Core. And this is basically the old style. Mm-hmm. And then the practice part is where I give them examples of how to actually do the subject. Let's say it's math, so I will give them examples of how to do it, and then they play. I always use technology. I use websites that are used in the school system. I use physical activities because I believe kids need to be physically active to learn. Mm-hmm. So that's how I use when I teach.
Yeah, tell us about the dice game you were talking about before the show for math. It's really... really sounds fun.
Yeah, in Wrightstown, I actually learned of a different dice game of how to teach multiplication. So you have dice, you roll the dice, and let's say it's a 6 and a 7. So 6 times 7 is 42. The kid gets that, and then I have a piece of paper where there will be numbers on it, mm-hmm. and it's a box. So they fill in one side of the box. So they find 42 and they fill in that. And their goal is to fill in that whole entire box so they can color it in so that I can give them a lifesaver.
Wonderful. Okay.
There's a treat. There's a reward for it. And then there's also a dice game for the physical side of this, where let's say I'm teaching them how to do addition. We roll it. Let's say it's an 8 and a 7. So they will hop, because this is a hopscotch game, they will hop 7 times, and then they will add an additional 8, but they will say it out loud and do the hop. Okay. So they will equal 15.
So you're still you're constantly reinforcing as you go along with the program and yet entertaining.
Yes.
Wonderful way to do it. Keith, does that answer most of your questions on that?
Yes, and one final question before I let somebody else talk is I'm just curious if your guest would take on more than one student at a time. So if there's two children or two kids in a family, is she willing to do that kind of thing as well?
Yes, I can work with up to 3 kids at one time. Mm-hmm. I have worked with more, but I find that if you have a smaller group, it's easier to help them. If you start getting larger groups, then you're kind of like in a school setting where then you may not be able to get to that student with all of their questions that they may have. So working within a group of 1 to 3.
Okay. Sure, and they may be 2 different private students from the same family at different levels.
Yeah,
too.
Yes.
Okay. Well, very good. Okay, Thank you very much for your call. We have another person on the line waiting. That's Mrs. Kallhammer waiting on the line. You have a question?
Actually, I have a comment. I was the fortunate teacher that Heather helped from in 2015 with the 5th and 7th graders, and I just would love to vouch for her ability, her perseverance and dedication. She just so willingly gave up her time and her passion. This totally was her request to be able to give of her time to get more experience, and we were very fortunate to have her help. She's very diverse and innovative, and I wish her all the best in her endeavors. And I highly encourage anyone to utilize the services that she's offering.
Thank you.
You have any other response on that? Okay. Well, thank you very much for the endorsement. We appreciate that and the information about you're working with Heather. You did mention the word passion. And, again, as Sarah mentioned, it is interesting to have her in the studio. She just lights the place up here. So it's great to have somebody like that. Quick reminder, if you do have any other questions, you can reach us here at 281-1150 in Appleton or at 1-866-887-1150. Give us a call. We'll be more than happy to take your call and talk about some of the questions that you've got. So, Heather, you mentioned you work with multiple students and so on. How many students do you work with now, or how many students are you planning on working with?
I have 7 students right now, and I've worked up with as many as 9.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's running pretty much capacity, or you've got a lot of room for growth?
I am willing to take – I believe that I can work with at least 20.
Okay, all righty. And that's on an ongoing basis by the hour.
Yes.
Okay, so, and you said working when? In the evenings, mostly?
Yeah, and in the summer, it's open to whatever the student would need. Okay. I'm open, I say that I'm open from 8 o'clock in the morning till 9 at night.
Okay, so get pretty broad based then on that. All righty.
Sure, yeah. I also wanted to draw attention, you said you teach art classes, but I would encourage everybody to go and look at your Facebook page. If you could give your Facebook name, she has displayed much of her art on there, and it is absolutely beautiful. And then I'd like to talk about the books you use to try to teach people how to draw.
Yeah, for my Facebook name, I actually use my art name, so I don't use my real name. My Facebook name is going to be Heather Annie, A-N-N-I-E, and then Salvatore, so S-A-L-V-A-T-O-R-E. Now, Annie is for Anne Frank, I have German ancestry, and Salvatore is supposed to represent Salvador Dali, so it's the artist. And then what was your second question again?
I can't remember now. I can't remember. Oh, okay. What do you do to help people learn to draw? What resources do you rely on?
I teach three different things for art. It is anime, using acrylic paint, and then also there's another one. There's a color pencil. But I use for the anime, I use Christopher Hart books, and Hart is H-A-R-T. You can find them at Barnes & Noble, Amazon. Mm-hmm. They're great books, and that's how I teach that section.
Okay, well, fine. We are, again, working with Heather Schrader from Othosis Tutoring Services here in Appleton. We're going to take a short break and be back with you very, very shortly. This is Biz Talk with Score here on WHBY 1150 and 103.5 FM.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Hailing CPAs, we work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and help maximize profits. From asset protection to tax planning and more, we'll guide you through a financial plan. Visit AlbertsHailing.com today. Albertson Hailing, personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
And good morning and welcome back again to Biz Talk with Score. I'm your host today, Randy Melzer, and in the studio we also have Sarah DeBruin from Score with us as a co-host. And we've been talking to Heather Schrader from Othosis Tutoring Services here in the Fox Cities. We're going to get back to Heather in just a moment, but I want to take just a couple of minutes to finish up the comments about Score, let you know a little bit more about us. As was said in that very, very good new commercial spot that we have, we are a nonprofit organization here in the Fox Cities. We've been involved for over 40 years here in the Valley with about 50-plus mentors in every area of business specialties that you would think of. We also service 8 counties, so we're all the way down through Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, but also Green Lake, Washoe, that area. And so if you are interested in getting help with starting your business, having your business improve, or even if you're looking for exit strategies and that type of thing, we have all of the mentors available to you. And as it was pointed out, all of our mentoring services are free. It's not just a one-shot either. We're there for the life of your business. I've got some clients that I've been working with as much as 6-7 years. And so again, for the life of your business, SCORE is here to help you. Now, in addition to the mentoring services that we offer, SCORE also has a number of educational opportunities that we have. We do a number of seminars throughout the year. Later in the year coming up, we will be doing one called Simple Steps, which works as a 5-class program, about 16 hours of study, and it goes into how to put together your business plan and get your business idea off the ground. We also do other specialized programs, including some on QuickBooks. We do programs on using social media, some of the other things. So keep an eye on our website. That's foxcities.score.org. Take a look every once in a while to see what's coming up and what's new in the special local programs section of that website. In addition, of course, there's also national programs that are available through the various webinars and programs that are offered by SCORE. So again, you can check those out, but be sure you go to the website. That's foxcities.score.org. I'd be very happy to provide the information for you for registration and information about all the programs that we offer. And now, with that said, I'd like to get back a little bit to Heather. Speaking of SCORE and so on, Heather, I understand you have worked with SCORE?
Yes.
Okay, so you have a mentor here?
Yes, I started about 2 months ago with SCORE, and then I've also been with 1 Million Cups in Appleton through the Bordini Center at Fox Valley Tech for about 6 months.
Okay, now, just quickly, that Million Cups program, if you're not aware, is a program that is sponsored through SCORE and also through the Fox Valley Technical School. It runs every Wednesday morning from 9 until 10. It is at the Bordini Center. It is free. So you get the educational value plus the coffee, which is provided by the Copper Rock Coffee Shop here in Appleton. And it's an excellent program, brings young startup businesses as presenters. They talk about what their ideas are and how they're moving along. And then in the audience, we have people from all different areas, SCORE mentors, but also other entrepreneurs who sit back and kind of talk about what the person's plan is all about and how to help them. So it's a super educational hour. As I said, it is free, and it's from 9 until 10 every Wednesday morning at the Bordini Center. So if you're interested in starting a business and learning, plan on it. You said you did. How did you find the session? Did you enjoy it?
I really liked it presenting at the 1 Million Cups. It was a lot of fun. I did that on the 31st of May.
Okay. Well, great. We were glad you were able to do that. Okay, now speaking about some other things, let's kind of go back to your business. And obviously, there are programs provided for these types, you know, special ed kids especially. Why did you, or how did you decide that there was a need? What did you see that you felt was important to bring your business out?
Well, in the United States, there is actually a statistic for the 2015 and 2016 school year stating that there is 12.6% of students within the public school system that were in special education, so LD classes. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin had 13.9%, so they were above the average for the nation. And because of that, there's also these five main groups of special education categories that Wisconsin has the largest. Mm-hmm. It's the SLD, the specific learning disability. That's like the reading and learning disability, like what I had. Mm-hmm. And then OHI, other health impairments, ADD, ADHD. There's also speech and language impairments, emotional disturbances, so EBD students, and autism.
Okay.
I've actually worked with all five of those. I've actually had most experience within the first two. And I've actually noticed that for the speech and language, that in every school, no matter how small the school is, there's at least one person who has a speech or language impairment. And when I saw that in the school system, I thought that there had to be a way that I could help to maybe get that number to go down, because also a statistic that I like to throw out there is for the OHI, for the other health impairment students, they have in 2015 to 2016, they had a dropout rate of like around 27 to 28%, which I think it's unacceptable. I don't think that needs to happen. These are kids with ADD and ADHD. If we can just find a way to help them learn, but then also give them what they need so that they are not so overactive, or they're able to concentrate with school, but make it fun. So that's why my business is always about having physical activities and using technology, because Common Core, that's huge. So, yeah.
Well, you said now, too, with your business, you know, the programs are there in the school system during the day, and that was where you decided there was a need for your business to come on.
I watched my younger sister, where she would be in the school system, and she'd have help from special education teachers, instructional aides, and staff through the whole entire day. But then when she came home home from school, if she wasn't able to comprehend something, she was not able to just raise her hand and have the teacher explain what needs to be done. And if other kids, like my sister, come home and they don't know how to figure out that answer or to get the results that they need, I can help them. I have so many different tools and websites that they can use. I am also a good tool. I know how to help you figure out the problems. Sure. So, yeah.
So, yeah, with the experience and background that you have, I'm sure you do.
Can you tell us, Heather, about some of the unique student situations, you know, without giving any names or anything, but you've taught some students with really unique disabilities. It's very interesting to hear what you've done.
I've actually worked with some students who are EBD students from Youth Go and NENA, and then I've also worked with some students with dysgraphia. It's very similar to dyslexia, but it's sort of intensified. There's a huge list for dysgraphia. It goes on forever, and it's very scary when you look at it. I decided to work with this student because a lot of other people didn't know how to work with that student, and I'd actually never worked with someone with dysgraphia before, but the student's struggle was that she could get things, she could think things up in her mind, but she couldn't get it on paper. So I had to figure out a way that she could get what she's thinking on paper and to help her with her handwriting. So I figured out within 2 weeks that if I allowed her to draw everything first, she was able to get it on paper. And then with just the handwriting, I did little little activities with her, something that's really fun. And with spelling was a big thing with dysgraphia too. What I did is I would make a list, and one of the words once was puppy, and she really liked pink puppies. She likes she likes pink, so she'd always draw the pink puppy, and then somehow she was able to spell puppy by drawing it.
Oh, okay.
So it works. Now, that doesn't mean that's going to work with everyone, but I can figure out all these different ways around their disabilities to help them learn, just like a normal student.
Oh, that's great. Great way to do that.
Okay. You mentioned also you've taught blind students.
Yes, I actually used to work at New Hope Center in Chilton. It is a assisted living home for disabled adults. I did that for a year, and I worked with clients that were blind. Some of them had hearing issues. A lot of them had autism, a lot of physical disabilities also. But because of that, I have been trained in administering medication. So if a student needs medication while I'm tutoring, I am legally allowed to administer medication, eye drops, any oral medication, things like that. And then New Hope was a great experience for me because I still worked with young adults that had disabilities, that some of them were, like I said, were blind, and some of them had physical disabilities. Some had developmental delay issues, but it was mainly autism. So, yeah.
Interesting. I know you could just hear the desire to help people in your voice here. I did have a question. You did mention technology, and what do you do specifically for technology? You said you added it to every student session.
Yeah, out of the hour that I tutor students, which is the usual time frame that I work with them at a time, is I used different technology like ABC Yacht, Math Playground. There's also different math website that actually tells you everything that a student will have to learn for Common Core. So Common Core is in public schools in Wisconsin, so this is very important if you have kids in public school. It will tell you everything that they will learn, and it gives you activities for each of them. So they're little games. There's something fun for all of it. And since technology is part of the curriculum today, I will put it within my learning plan for the student. I can't get away from it, and I'm not going to, because it's very important. Technology is big today.
And so, actually, you bring in a computer or
tablets
to have the students actually put their hands on it and play the games.
Yeah, students don't have to bring anything when they go through tutoring with me. A computer is provided, notebooks, pencils, protractors, rulers, anything, and calculators, anything that you would think you would need, unless, of course, they had homework from school. Then you bring your school book, and then you bring all the stuff that you need to bring. But I offer all the supplies. That is not an extra cost for the parent or the guardian.
One of the things we talked about a little bit earlier was that, of course, there's a process that the kids go through in school to be able to become qualified for some of the in-school programs, but that there's a time lag in there. And how do you feel you can help with that problem? Because it's a serious one.
Yeah, students who are not in special education, who would like to be in a special education class within the public school system, has to go through a process. It can sometimes take up to 6 months to a year. It takes so long because you have to have the school board, the special education teachers, the parents, and the doctor all together at once to figure this out, and then you have to go through so much testing. When I first started tutoring, I actually had a student who was going through that. Mm-hmm. So I was able to help them because there's a lot of rules when setting up an IEP, which is something that students go through when they're in LD classes. Mm-hmm. I had that when I was in elementary and middle school, and my sister has it. So I understand what it is, and it happens twice a year. It's just a learning plan for them, the goals that they have.
Okay, but in between then, if you're waiting to do this, coming to you for help would be a real good program?
Yes. I work with anyone. You don't have to be in special education to have service, use any of the services that I offer. I just say that I am qualified to tutor students who are within the special education program.
Okay, and just a quick reminder, if you do have any questions for Heather, you want to get in contact with us, the number here is 281-1150 or 1-866-887-1150 if you do have questions. We were working here talking about orthosis.
Yes.
Tutoring. Okay, fine. Question, you know, you're starting a business.
Yep.
You're running a business. How do you see this moving ahead? How do you see this growing in the future?
Since right now I use a lot of public areas for where I can tutor, I see in the future offering this within the homes of the parents and the kids. So it's sort of like in-home private tutoring. I also see that I will online class that I'm making for my teaching style, that TPP teaching style, that eventually is going to be out there for people to purchase so that teachers, instructors, parents, anybody can use this. This is something that you can use yourself, especially if you have kids who are in homeschooling. I'm going to have all of that offered within the next 2 years.
Okay, so that's your time frame in there. And in the meantime, of course, you're going to school at the Tech. How do you see that as helping you to make that development? I think you mentioned something about getting some certifications there.
Yes, I'm actually, when I'm going back to school, I'm going to be certified in the autism spectrum disorder. I'm going to also be certified in grants and proposal writing. I'm going to get certified in early childhood development and some of the teaching classes. I'm just getting a lot of different certifications to also help me with making a business plan that everything is just put together and it's really clear and stuff.
And I'm sure our friend Mr. Bob Molitor will be able to help you with that business plan,
yes,
too.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's the key, business plan to find out where you're going.
Well, we happen to have another caller on the line. We have Dennis from Oshkosh. Dennis, you have a question for Heather?
Yes, I do. Hello, everyone. I do sort of the same thing that, is it Heather, I think you said, does, but I do it for kids who have behavior problems. But through the years, I've kind of gone away, I think, because things have gone through the social media way. How do I get re-involved? How did she get involved? How do you get the word out that this service exists?
I use a lot of social media. Social media is a big thing, and everyone I talk to always says, go mm-hmm. onto this social media website. I have a Facebook page, I have a LinkedIn page, I have a Twitter account. I've been told that I need to get an Instagram account, so I'm going to do that for the kids that they can see some fun stuff.
Yeah, that's something you could post a math problem every day or an English question every day, or how do you spell, you know, some word. That is where teenagers are looking. And teenagers' parents are watching what their teenagers are doing on Instagram. So that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. And I also, since I work in a couple of the public school systems, I'm able to hand out my information to the school that way. Mm-hmm. But I've also called schools and asked permission to send emails of just like little shout-outs, saying that, hey, I have this tutoring service. If any of your students need any help, I'm available.
Okay.
I hope that answers your question.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Anything else then, Dennis?
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your call. We appreciate it. We're going to take our last break here right now. You're listening to Biz Talk with Score here on WHPY 1150 and 103.5 FM.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
It's that time of year in Wisconsin. Time to get outside and make life happen. That new boat. Cruising that motorcycle. Four-wheeling, RVing, and camping. Yep, all the toys. And the truck you need to tow them. Fox gets it. You work hard to enjoy life and afford the things you want. It's why you work. And it's why Fox works. Fox Communities Credit Union helps you make life happen. With boat loans, motorcycle loans, truck and auto loans, and more. All with great low rates and bi-weekly payment options to save you money. Come to Fox and get the loan rate, the monthly payment, and the summer toy you've got your heart set on. Visit foxcu.org or one of our 22 Fox locations throughout Northeast Wisconsin. Fox Communities Credit Union, helping you make life happen.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Albertson Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting from startup to sell-off, and more. We specialize in creating financial management plans for your business. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Albertson Haling. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
And welcome back again to our final segment of Biz Talk here on WHBY. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today. As we're moving along, I just have to take a quick minute to say thank you to our sponsors who are the people who help us put this program on for you. We have sponsors are Fox Communities Credit Union, who help us a great deal with a lot of business financial help. There's also Albertson Haling CPAs for your accounting needs. Also, I'd like to mention again Legal Business Edge, Sarah DeBruin, who's my co-host today. Sarah, thank you for all of your help. We also have other sponsors. Included is Candeo Marketing. Candeo are the people who have put together our website at the biztalkwithscore.com. And by the way, if you are interested in hearing this program, it will be on that as a podcast coming up after about Wednesday. We'll have that on. So Candeo has put that package together for us, and you can listen to that on the biztalkwithscore.com website. And also a final thank you to the Business News, an outstanding publication here in East Central Wisconsin that brings you all of the news and information that's going on in business. Highly recommended if you haven't subscribed to it. It's only $20 per year, and it comes out every 2 weeks with all the details you need. So those are some of the people that have helped us put the program on, and we want to thank them very much. Okay, moving along, we have a couple of quick questions yet for Heather. One, we were talking about, where do you offer your services? Where are the different locations? What areas?
The main area is the Fox Cities, so anyone within the Fox Cities. Also, I offer services within Winnebago, the entire Winnebago County, Calumet County, Brown County, and then Outagamie.
And how would someone get in contact with you if they're interested?
You can either you can go on my website, which is www.othostutoringservices.com.
My pencil was a little slow on that one. You want to do that one more time?
It is going to be www.othosis, so it's othostutoringservices.com.
Okay, very good.
That is the best place that you can get a hold of me. I have my email address on there. You can email me through the website directly, and you can also call me. I have a phone number on there.
Okay, well, great. Make sure we get as many people listening as we can. Also, a quick reminder that this program will be rebroadcast later again this afternoon. So if you just missed part of it and so on, check the scheduling on WHBY, and it will be rebroadcast later on today. Okay, with that, we're at the point where I'm going to have Sarah just take over for just a minute. Sarah?
Yep. Given your I'm from where you started at 14, not reading a book, to now teaching AP English students in high school. Can you tell us what your tip is for business people to get going?
find your passion and then just continue to grow with it. It took me a while. I found out that I loved school, and from there I started working in the school systems and then tutoring, and now I own my own tutoring business.
Absolutely.
Wonderful progression. Way to go. Well, again, I want to thank you very much, Heather, for being with us today. Heather Schrader from Othosis Tutoring Services here in Appleton. You've been listening to us here. This is the Biz Talk with Score radio program on WHBY 1150 and also 103.5 FM.